producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great, my little adorable misses. I actually got some confirmation. I know I got a little bit of a hassle from a caller last week, which is perfectly okay. You're allowed to call up and, I mean, nobody swore at me or anything. Nobody hung up on me. No one, to my knowledge, spat at me. So, you know, disagreeing is perfectly okay. It's allowed, especially when you're as polite as you all are. But someone called up and said, well, you know, you said that middle children are failures. And I said, no, I didn't say that at all. I said that birth order is not the sole determinant, but it's a major determinant about personality characteristics for obvious reasons. And I went through them and I said, but first of all, one of the things that people know is that the oldest, who are by definition only children for a while, as are the youngest, if you think about it, but the oldest and the firstborn and only children tend to be disproportionately represented in, like, the Fortune 500 categories of CEOs and things of that sort. That doesn't, number one, mean they're happy. And number two, whether they're disproportionately represented doesn't mean that there aren't second and third and middle children and babies in there. It's just that they have a larger percentage for obvious reasons. I mean, they're in a leadership role. They deal very well with adults. They quite often are in charge of younger sibs. So there's some actual particular, I mean, it's not like you're looking at your horoscope or something. Most of us Scorpios are absolutely cynical about horoscopes. Don't send the emails. That was a joke. But I was around a young mom with three kids today, and it was really astonishing. You know, I mean, you believe all these things, and you read all these things, and you're taught all these things, and then to watch them actually played out in real time is one of those things that just made me smile, because an older daughter who was probably about, I'd say she's probably about five, and very sophisticated, adept for a five-year-old, somewhat self-reliant. Then we have a charming, three-year-old, who is clearly needing huge amounts of attention. You know, mom, and when he doesn't get it, kind of will do something disruptive or dangerous. And then a baby. And as long as somebody else was taking care of the baby, the middle son, the middle child, was pretty under control. But the moment mom took care of the baby, who was probably about a year old, so they're the classic stepping stones, right? 5, 3, and 1. This kid started noisy and jumping up and down and yelling at mom and screaming and doing everything he could. And I just smiled and thought, isn't it interesting where they get all these theories, like, from life? So that was, it was just kind of amusing to see it. So I thought, for those of you who are a bit skeptical, most of these theories really do come from something that is very real and discernible and repeatable. Is repeatable a word? It's not the same as repetitious. I mean, you can repeat something. Never mind. Well, luckily, the English teachers of my audience will send me emails and tell me what the right word is. Alrighty, so today is kind of an interesting day for Cuba. And that on this day in 1976, which is going to be 40 years ago today, can you believe that? The Constitution of Cuba was formally proclaimed. It's hard to believe it was really 40 years ago. And on this day in 2008, which is a mere 8 years ago, Fidel Castro retired as the president of Cuba. He's head of the Communist Party for another 3 years after this. But I guess one of the reasons that I was sort of aware of it is I have a friend who did a master's thesis on the effect of tourism on the Cuban economy. And Cuba, I must say, is one of the places I'm dying to visit, just because I guess it's still forbidden. And I really inquired into it. Actually sort of grabbed my passport thinking, well, maybe I could go. But it's probably about another 6 months away, not to mention my passport actually expired last week. one of those, you know, passports and driver's license are now good for so long. I think my driver's license is good for 10 years. I think my passport is like either 10 or 15. So you forget that you actually have to renew them. But and apparently you can travel. You can use your passport for up to a year after it's expired. I don't plan to do that. I just was not in a position. I got to go get a picture taken. So I'll get it done the next month. So just in case somebody calls up and says, want to go to Cuba? I could say yes. And I know a bunch of people who have. They've gone on these kind of fake educational, cultural kinds of things. They pay a lot of money to sort of say that. I really would like to go, and I'd love to do a tour of like the broadcast facilities. And there's a documentary out that I reviewed because it was at I guess Tribeca Film Festival last spring about, I think it's called the Havana Motor Club, about the fact that all those Chevys are, that they have road races in Havana on main drags. It's a very interesting kind of thing, and they've now got women who are driving, which in a pretty patriarchal society is an interesting phenomenon. So, all right, 855-993-7569. This is something that I actually knew because it's on in the subways, that Beijing has more billionaires than New York. I mean, they've got four times more people than New York, so they probably, I don't know if Beijing does, but certainly China does, and you know, then they've got a quarter of the world's population, so why wouldn't they have more? But it's actually, for about the last year, there have been signs in the subway, I guess about tourism to China, that says that there are more billionaires in Beijing than in New York. I think they also said there are more pizza parlors, which I suppose I would believe as well. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. I guess this is our February don't take love too seriously story, that a man divorced four wives in one day and he tries to marry some new wives. This is a guy who doesn't understand the concept of dating, it seems to me.
He needs to be dating for dummies, right?
Yeah, or, you know, somehow you got to do something. Four wives, one day. I guess alimony is a word that's unknown in his vocabulary. Wouldn't have the wherewithal to be able to date anybody. All righty. So we started yesterday on actually, I will be absolutely honest about this. I love everybody coming up with ideas for Facebook, all right, which I'm now, Manny, I don't know if you were here when I decided I'm now henceforth going to call it fake book, because it's really not about faces and it's not really about books and has nothing to do with friends. So other than that, it's exactly what it says it is. Not, except that I love it for the program.
Sure.
I do not have a personal Facebook account. I will not have a personal Facebook account. If I want you to know something about me, I will tell you. And I will tell you personally. I will not put it up as a general statement. Although I was tempted, as I mentioned, although I didn't do it, I was invited to kind of a swish party on a Saturday and had to kind of improvise what I was going to wear at the last moment. And I ended up in kind of a vague flapper dress. And I thought about putting it on Twitter. And I thought, first of all, the people who know me, who know about my wardrobe, first of all, they probably don't care anyway. But why would anybody else care what I wear to a party? So I didn't put it up. If you're curious, I will put it up. No, I'm not curious. Alrighty. This was actually from a listener who said, could you put this up on Facebook? I'd just be interested to see what people responded. And it was a great idea. So thank you. And in addition to being a program director to ask me questions, you can also, I suppose, be my my social media contact and suggest ideas to put up on Facebook. So listen, it's an interactive program. I love that part of it. So this was, I don't actually know if it was a male or female. One of my producers put it, I think Jacob put it up, and I said, well, it's a great idea. And he said, wasn't my idea. One of your listeners put it up. But wherever the ideas come from, I'm very grateful. So we got to some of them yesterday. And I know for those of you who are avid listeners for DVD and movies, I didn't get to DVDs yesterday, and there are a bunch of really good ones coming out, which I will do my best to get to today. I know this is the week before the Oscars, coming up this weekend. So we will do everything, but our priority is always your phone call. So 855-993-7569. And it seems like it takes you guys a little bit of time to get up the the courage to give me a call. And so everything sort of happens in the last couple of minutes of the program sometimes. But all right, so Manny, let's go and see what other people's titles of books would be. You know, it'd be also interesting to see if we change the title of your book at various times of your life. I think most of us would. I think it, when I was 16, mine would have been, "Get me out of here."
Call Dr. Joy.
I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
99 Dr. Joy.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, my adorable bonuses, 855-993-7569. All right, we're talking about your autobiography and how you would categorize it, how you would title it. All right. So the one that sort of seared my soul yesterday was what? Astonishingly Average. That broke my heart. That really did. So yeah. We have, or maybe it was Amazingly Average. It was one or the other. And I said, no, call me. We'll work this out. Yeah, you know, I mean, again, what we're good at and what we're not good at, we often confuse in terms of what's common and what's uncommon. And I think that's really as much the value of the program as anything else, of just understanding, gee, I thought I was the only one who felt that way, and then find out you're not. Alrighty, so let's hear what people's title is. Manny, go for it.
Achingly Average, it looks like that
was it. Achingly?
Yeah, from
yeah, it was even worse.
Yesterday.
Yeah, it was even worse than I remembered.
Allison says, how to master the art of falling and getting back up with a smile.
And that's a really interesting one. Yeah. You know, I'll tell you the image that instantly came to mind, which is that when people slip on the ice or something, if you've ever been around anybody who's done that or you've done it yourself, the first thing you do is not check for broken bones. Right? You check to see if anybody noticed. You start looking around. Right?
Right, yeah.
Is that true? Yeah. It's true of everybody. Every time, and it's not even, am I bleeding, you know, what did I fall over? It's looking around to see who noticed.
Right.
Because you just feel stupid.
Yeah.
But good for you. Yeah. Yeah, the issue is not how many times you get knocked down. The issue is how many times you get back up. And as long as you get back up every time, that's part of what we were talking about, the cultural differences between Eastern and Western philosophy, as much as anything else, is that Eastern philosophy says, you'll learn. Western philosophy says, you screwed up. So, good for you. I like that title a lot.
Paul says, under the radar, a story of regrets.
Oh, no, that's kind of like achingly average, isn't it? I mean, under the radar is kind of an interesting notion. But story of regrets, in some ways, that's very poignant and very accurate. And my guess is that it's somebody who's not young anymore. Because they're are a whole category of people who truly believe, and one of them called the program yesterday, if you were listening, that the only way to be safe in this life is to have people not notice you, to sort of stay in the shadows. And that's a statement of not only defeatism and pessimism and paranoia, but it's also a statement of inadequacy, of if people notice me, I'll be in trouble. I actually had an in-law who felt, I didn't know felt that way until she was just furious with me one day. And she said something about, you have to be nice to everybody so they won't hurt you. And I thought, she took my breath away. That not so much that she said that, but that she believed it. And what that really said about her is that if she ever stood up for herself or she ever expressed an opinion that was contrary to somebody else's, that she would pay a terrible price for it. And I think that's what under the radar is really saying, of that I was so careful in my life that I didn't, looking back on it, I wish I'd taken more chances. And if you talk with people who are at advanced ages, and I've done it not only advanced ages, but because I worked in a hospital setting for a while, of people who were knew that they were on their last rattly little breaths, and almost uniformly what they regretted was not mistakes, what they recalled was not mistakes, but things that they hadn't done. That's their regrets were not the mistakes, but the things that they hadn't tried, they hadn't done, that they'd been too cautious about, they'd waited too long. It's something to remind yourself of, so it's not the title of your autobiography. What you want the title of your autobiography to be of, scarred but happy or something, that you take chances, and not all of them are going to work out well, but at least you took them and you learned something from them. So under the radar is very likely, I hear that, and people espouse that as a philosophy, and so I like the... I'm not crazy about the idea of under the radar, but at least there's an acknowledgement of that it's not a philosophy that's going to make you very happy in the long run, not only in the, as well as the short run. Very insightful. I like that a lot. I mean, it breaks my heart, but that it's hard-fought wisdom, it sounds like. Hard won.
Stephanie says, lucky in life.
Well, that's a nice philosophy, although what I would suggest is, someone said to me, have you ever noticed the luckiest people are the ones who are working the hardest? that luck may be as much an attitude as anything else, and if you believe in luck, you got to believe in the good as well as the bad, right? So my guess is that Stephanie is one of those intrepid souls who picks herself up, dusts herself up, and starts all over again, because I think those are the people who view themselves as lucky, as people who are resilient, hardworking, optimistic. So give yourself a tiny bit more credit, but it's certainly a cheerful philosophy.
Well, I've always looked at kind of being a sports fan, you know, because every once in a while something happens in a game and somebody says, well, that team's not good. They're just, you know, they just got lucky. And I say, well, you kind of have to be good to put yourself in a position to be lucky, you know.
Yeah.
So.
I think you're absolutely right that, you know, a ball bouncing in the air and intercepted, you got to be in the right place at the right time, and you got to have good fingers, and you got to know the direction that you're going, and so all sorts of things. And yeah, if the ball hadn't bounced, you wouldn't have caught it. But the ball can bounce, and nobody catches it. So I agree with you. I think not only in sports, but and as you know, most people use sports as a metaphor for life or war, one or the other, or both.
Yeah. Dorothy says, saved by grace.
Oh, that really calls out for a little bit more clarification, doesn't it? Saved by grace. Because presumably that could certainly have religious overtones or undertones to it. It could also have that courage is grace under pressure. I think that's one of the definitions of it. Saved by grace. Or a big sister whose name is Grace. I don't know. That one I'd like a little bit more clarification. So if you can, send me details about that one.
Jacqueline says she was always willing to take the next step.
Good. Yeah. Good for you. Yeah, the idea that as opposed to resting on your laurels, there really are that double category of people, aren't there? Although I've never forgotten, one of my friends in college said, Joy is one of those people who divides everything into lists. Or she's one of those people that divides everything into lists as opposed to people who don't divide things into lists. So people have been kidding me about that my whole life, and I usually start with two and end up with three categories. But the idea of taking the next step is there are people who sort of have a goal, and as soon as they have achieved it. Although, I don't know, it seems to me almost hand in hand that people have goals are also, once they achieve it, planning the next one. The trick is to enjoy what you've achieved before you go on to the next one. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
On Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I love your program.
Well,
I love your program. I listen to you all the time. So I have a question. My boys have gone to a sleepover, and they're going to be six, and it's with a friend that they go to school with, and I know their mom. I don't know their dad very well. So the other day I was over at her house and with them, and I noticed that there was a big hole in the wall. And so I asked her, you know, what happened, and she said that her husband got angry and he punched a hole in the wall. So I don't know, that made me nervous about, you know, is he going to do that when my boys are around or something like that. So I just wondered, you know, how you might approach this subject or if the sleepover should just be at my house.
How well do you know the mother?
I really only, you know, am getting to know her since the summer.
Right. Well, let's go through the possibilities. One is you could just say to her, listen, I mean, one of the possibilities is say, wow, that was, you know, I couldn't get the thought that he hit the wall. I mean, it's certainly better than hitting the kids or her.
Right.
Is this a frequent occurrence? And if so, would it be easier for the kids to come to my house so that there's not that additional sort of noise and aggravation of a whole bunch of six-year-olds running around screaming? That's
right.
Probably how I'd approach it. I was just kind of curious about it and wondered if he's going through a tough time. That
okay.
Maybe it may make more sense for the kids to come over to have a sleepover at our house, so it's not putting you or him under additional strain. What would that, and then that gives her the opportunity to say, oh no, it only happened once, and
okay.
You know, he's really, you know, or it happens all the time. I mean, I think it gives her, without you being accusatory or even particularly nosy, a way of appearing to be concerned and generous and involved as opposed to judgmental or nosy. So that's probably how I'd approach it. And maybe, you know, take her out for coffee or something. And when's the sleepover supposed to happen?
Well, there's none scheduled yet anymore. I mean, we did one and she did one. So we're sort of... That's where it's at right
well,
now.
How did it work? I mean, what did the boys say from coming back from their sleepover?
Well, I asked them, and they said that, you know, there wasn't any problems. I mean,
Look, I think you have to believe that if somebody stuck their hand through a wall, if a daddy, you know, if a male or a grown-up stuck his hand through a wall, it would be something that boys would be all excited about and very excited to share with you. So my guess
right.
is that it didn't
right.
happen. When she said something about it, could you get any read on her? Well, this is kind of matter of fact, or she was embarrassed, or this happens all the time, or did you get any reading from her on it?
Well, she told me that she went out to a school meeting at a restaurant, and he was upset that she was going out, I guess. So I guess when she got home, that's what happened. So.
Okay, I would still approach it the same way. My guess is that
okay.
the kids are not at any risk at all.
Okay.
My guess is he'd probably been drinking.
Then right.
she went out, he was drinking, he started feeling sorry for himself. He did it when nobody was around. Hopefully they'll patch the wall at some point, or maybe they keep it as a reminder so he doesn't lose his temper again. My guess
yeah.
is the boys are not really at any risk, but
okay.
I trust your gut more than I trust mine, which is certainly third hand. But approaching her and saying, you know, I was kind of concerned. You don't have to say I was concerned, just that I couldn't get it out of my mind. It occurs to me if it would be easier to have sleepovers at my house so that mm-hmm. there's less stress. If he's just going through a tough time in his life, then you know, just let me know.
Okay. All right.
Okay,
great.
And then see what she says. But you certainly established yourself as somebody who's concerned without being judgmental.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
But my guess is if anything had happened, the boys, especially where there are two of them, would have come bubbling home. You know,
right.
Mom, you're not going to believe what happened. So,
yeah, definitely. Okay.
Hopefully this was a one-shot occurrence and his knuckles are feeling lousy enough. And it sounds like she was not particularly concerned about it. So.
Right. Okay.
But I have no problem with you approaching her, not only for the issue about your sons and the sleepover, but so she understands if there is any issue of domestic violence that you are a sympathetic and non-judgmental resource for her to come
mm-hmm.
and say. So no matter how you look at it, I think it's perfectly okay to bring it up in the, gee, you know, I noticed this, I couldn't get it out of my mind. If he's going through a tough time, you know, I have the kids come over here.
Okay.
Okay.
Great. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome. 855-99-DR-JOY. And the whole issue about domestic violence, I mean, it's not clear that this is. It's domestic violence toward a wall is a little different than, or a lot different than domestic violence toward a person. But if you've ever been around somebody who's lost their temper and is big, it can be genuinely frightening, even if it's not directed toward you. Because the assumption is, this person, number one, is angry. Number two, they're big. Number three, they're out of control. And number four, is the next target going to be me? If it's the wall now, is it going to be me next? So it's a legitimate concern. Obviously, or maybe not so obviously, it would seem to me that it takes more self-restraint to hit a wall than it does to hit a person. Certainly much less dangerous and much less aggressive, but still can be genuinely scary. And one of the issues about domestic violence is nobody wants to talk about it. It was interesting, one of the comments last night, I guess from one of the women who did, oh, she did the short documentary, the hotline, the vet's hotline. And she said, we have to talk about suicide. You know, I lost my son to suicide, and we have to talk about it out loud. And it would seem to be that one of the ongoing issues about domestic violence is nobody knows exactly what to say, so they don't say anything. So people feel more and more ashamed. They feel it's more and more their issue. They feel more and more isolated. So in this particular case, this is certainly a gray area. But better a gray area than one that's black and blue. And just saying, if this is a problem, opens up the possibility of not only having the boys sleep at her house, but having the boy's mom know that she has a resource if she wants to go to, who will not judge her, who will not read her the riot act, and will be genuinely helpful and understanding. So it's worth saying something. It really is. And as around here, because of terrorism, the T-shirt motto is, if you see something, say something. And I would argue that any kind of domestic violence, that terrorism is just another kind of violence, but that if you see something, say something. And it doesn't have to be judgmental, it doesn't have to be unpleasant, it doesn't have to be inquisitive per se, as much as to say, if this is a problem, let me offer some help and see if that has any value to you. So saying something is really an important part of being on the planet. We're here to help each other, among other things. So,
and often the reason people don't say something is I get calls all the time and people say, well, I didn't know what to say. All you have to say is, may I help you? And I know that seems like a kind of vanilla phrase, but it's really the sort of quintessential epistemological abstract statement, right, of may I help you? And so people can interpret it any way they want. And quite often people, I've told about my own experience of saying that, sort of interrupting a scene of that was already ongoing of violence, of just sort of getting in somebody's personal space and saying, may I help you? And I don't necessarily recommend getting in someone's personal space, because it does put you at more jeopardy. This was sort of an unconscious response on my part. And I guess I'm used to doing it, having lots of brothers and sisters who are always arguing with each other, and sort of realizing that the best way to stop something was just sort of get in people's way. When I had a TV show, I think I mentioned that the producer actually assigned a couple of the bodyguards just to pull me out of the middle of situations, because that's where I always was. I thought the talk show host was likely to get clobbered, which I never was. And I think it's just because I clearly am not meaning any harm to anybody. I'm just calmly saying, you know, may I help you? What's going on here? Is there a way I can help you? And if nothing else, it slows things down. And the question makes somebody, in theory, take a deep breath and think, what is she talking about? Which moves you from that blind emotion to something hopefully a bit more thoughtful of, you know, what is she saying? Of at least having to think about it for a moment. And even if the response is, mind your own business or get out of the way, I'm really not minding anybody's business, I'm just saying, may I help? And the answer may be no, but it still has changed the dynamic, at least momentarily. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
With Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great. If you have a question and there's something I can help you with, feel free to call. Every once in a while, someone will say, well, I don't know what you're talking about today, but the point is it doesn't make any difference what we're talking about today if you need my help about something. We'll talk about whatever it is that you have a need to talk about. All right, let's finish up our entitling autobiographies.
Bill, I still
want to know what saved by grace means, but
Bill says lost and found.
Amazing grace. Never mind. Okay. Well, it's lost and found is better than found and lost. Yeah, that's good. Do you know the story about Amazing Grace? Do you know the story about they did it on Broadway and it didn't work, but they only did part of it. Do you know the story about the guy who wrote Amazing Grace?
I don't know.
Okay, he was a slave trader, and the story I think is a little more complicated than either the Broadway play or the legend is. But basically, he brought slaves from Africa. I think it was from Boston. And his ship was capsized in a storm, and he was actually enslaved in Africa, and then was saved by, he was enslaved for a while, and then was brought back, and it changed his life, because, and he said, that I was bound and now I'm free. And the contrast between his life when he was very wealthy, his father was a slave trader as well, and understanding the bonds of humanity that people have, that one human being should not enslave another. And that's where the song came from. And once you know that, the lyrics become even more poignant. It's a wonderful melody that I think everybody, it's incredibly evocative. And it was, unfortunately, it was the only good song in the play, which is one of the problems with the Broadway musical on it. And also it was, I think it was a guy who was clearly well-meaning, but somewhat amateurish. It really didn't work, which is too bad, because everybody really wanted to, because it's a hymn that touches everybody. But the backstory on it, I think, makes it even more poignant. It was somebody who was involved in the slave trade and then became a slave and understood and basically redeemed himself and reformed. And I think the rest of the story is that, or at least I think from the Broadway production, he went to England and was instrumental in outlawing slave trade well before the Americas did it. So there you go. All right, so Lost and Found, Amazing Grace. Good for you. And it ties everything together, because it's an Amazing Grace as opposed to Saved by Grace, which is, I guess, we've now come full circle in two phone calls or two Facebook responses. Pretty efficient. Keep going.
Mary says, driving Ma crazy.
Indeed. Hopefully you'll have children of your own who will sort of do driving Ma crazy volume 2.
Zach says, love a little more.
Yeah, there really is a... there's a story that was on the internet a couple of years ago about a man whose wife died unexpectedly, and he was cleaning out her closet and her drawers and found this wonderful nightgown that he'd bought her that was maybe even on their wedding night and was beautiful and expensive, and she kept saving it for a special occasion, and the idea was it was never out of the box. So that if we wait for a whole lot of special occasions, we may be waiting longer than we should. So dance like nobody's watching and love like you've never been hurt. Amen.
Jenny says, Latin men and long-haired cats.
Long-haired cats? Mm-hmm. I thought you said tats to begin with, and I thought, well, okay, if you want to tattoo your hair, you could do that. Latin men and long-haired cats. You go, girl.
Rebecca just says, basically, and she put it in quotes.
She's giving me a hard time, I think, because I say basically a lot, and I'm trying really hard not to. But maybe not. Maybe I'm being a little paranoid.
I think Rebecca's giving you a hard time.
You think she was what?
I think Rebecca's giving you a hard time.
Yeah, yeah. Can you imagine that? A listener giving me a hard time? How could that possibly be?
Marie says, less is best or less is more. I quote my beloved mother's words of wisdom, which I truly believed all my life and would name a book about my life story with these titles. This applies to my garden, my home, and my fashion. Too much is of anything and gaudy, in my honest opinion.
Well, you could also do moderation in everything, or just call it moderation, I suppose. The idea of less is more, which was Marshall McLuhan, I think, was the one who said that. And also, I think it's a design philosophy as well. The idea being that that you strip away all the Rococo stuff and all the and get down to basics. I don't know. They're also less is also less, and more is also more. So, but I hear what you're saying. Less is best. But let's think of in some contexts. Certainly, when you're talking about jewelry, you don't need to wear all your jewelry at the same time. When you're talking about food, less is probably better for you than more. But when it comes to loving somebody, less is probably not more at all. When it comes to being grateful to people, less is probably not more at all. When it comes to charity, less is probably not more at all. When it comes to generosity, when it comes to praise, when it comes to chocolate. No, that one snuck in. Pay no attention. All right. So you can see, it's very hard to find one philosophy that fits everything, other than maybe cheerful and stupid. But even cheerful and stupid applies to other people saying insulting things. You cannot be cheerful and stupid about your own life. You have to be cheerful and smart about your own life. About other people's, cheerful and stupid is fine. But so even that is not a one-size-fits-all or one-context-fits-all. All right, go ahead.
Just a couple more. Beverly says, poor Bev story number 832, filled with cautionary tales.
832, huh? Okay.
Liz says, war and peace.
I think it's been done, but no reason. As I said, you cannot copyright a title, so there you go.
And Brenda says, gratitude.
That's one of the things we actually have up on what are you grateful for? So it's one of our Facebook questions. Mm-hmm. So I agree with you that gratitude is a way of lowering your blood pressure, of reducing your stress, of helping you to sleep late at night, like the song says, instead of counting sheep, count blessings. So, and not a bad thing to express every once in a while as well. Alrighty, 855-993. Did we finish him, Manny?
That we did, yes.
Well done. Man, can that man time things? He can. That's the Manny touch. A natural. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.